As we said, we're focusing on education all this month, so today we have a few more minutes on this topic. Tomorrow, hundreds of prominent African-American leaders will head back to school as part of a special project by the History Makers. The group is billed as the nation's largest archive in African-American oral history, and this year, to mark its 10th year, the group is celebrating with a project called Back to School with the History Makers. 200 leaders profiled in the last decade will talk directly to young people about their journeys to success and how they made it through some of life's toughest challenges. Joining us now to talk more about the project is Juliana Richardson. She is the founder and executive director of The History Makers. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me.
Well, first of all, where did the idea for The History Makers come from?
Well, it was originated from me, but it also was the result of an education program that we had run in Chicago and Atlanta, where we would actually have history makers go and present at schools. And we've been working over the last 10 years to assemble an archive that now represents 7,000 hours of African-American testimony on tape.
Why do you think that's important?
It's important now because they want to give back, because there's so little knowledge of the history, because we want to inspire youth to greatness, because so little is known about these people and what they've done. And we're just trying to broaden the dialogue. The other thing that really motivated this program was the violence that's erupting in schools around the country and the sort of the isolation and sort of desperation that you see. And in many ways, people are shaking their heads. They're bemoaning what is happening. But we wanted to do something that was direct action.
Why do you think the whole oral history project idea of getting people to speak directly, putting their own stories down on tape, having them be archived, why do you think that's important?
It's incredibly important. If you don't record it, it doesn't exist, Michelle. And so little has been recorded, you know, about the African-American experience. You had the slave narratives that is a wonderful project that came out of the WPA, but there had been virtually no attempt to massively record the African-American experience of the 20th and as we move forth the 21st century. So that's what the whole tenet of this project is. You know, we have the names that everyone knows, you know, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. But there are thousands and thousands of people that have had a role, have helped shape history, that have been leaders in our society that we virtually don't know.
Give us an example of some of the names who will be visiting the schools tomorrow. Now, some of these are also very well-known folks, like the Reverend Al Sharpton, for example, is certainly a name that many people know. Or depending on where you live, many people might know the Honorable Merv Dimerly, who's a public official on the West Coast. But tell us some of the other names of people and what are some of the stories that they will be telling.
Okay, well, you have Kemi Murphy, who is Cab Calloway's daughter. She's actually going to be going back to the school that she attended in 1933 from kindergarten to third grade. You have, now he's a well-known name, but Fred Shuttlesworth is going back to the school that he integrated with the daughters that he brought to school that day. And they, you know, they had not been back, you know, really as a group since. We have, you know, Ken Amos, who actually left Xerox, was one of the Xerox Seven, you know, in the business community, really decided at one point he was going to shuck his corporate, you know, track and give back to the community. So we're going to be at the Dorothy Height Charter School with him.
And you mentioned, I want to go back to something that you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, which you said in part that you wanted to do this project tomorrow, in part to celebrate the 10th year of the History Makers, but also because you said as a response to this, the youth violence that has gotten so much attention. What do you mean by that? And how do you think that this will help address that?
Michelle, you know, we wrote to the schools to say would they be interested in this program, and the responses we got back were, you know, 50% of the students here have AIDS, or we need something that will uplift the students and make them feel that they have a future. So we thought, I mean, how do you make change if people don't know how and don't have exposure? And I remember very well one time we were actually doing a program with Earl Graves.
And forgive me, Earl Graves is the
publisher and founder of Black Enterprise magazine. And we had, at that time, we had a gangbanger. We didn't know that. A former gangbanger acting as a driver. And he called me and left a message and said, "Miss Richardson, I can't tell you what the last few days have meant." He said, "You know, me and my boys, we've never really heard real men talk. And we heard them talk." And he said, "I've never seen or heard people like that in my life." And so this is what we don't realize, is that if your world is, you know, just based on very limited exposure, you know, you don't know what exists outside of that world. And the other thing is that these history makers represent a whole span of experiences. That's the tenet of this whole program. It's taking our stories, it's taking the people themselves, and it's putting them in front of the people who can most take advantage of it.
Juliana Richardson is founder and executive director of The History Makers. It's a Chicago-based oral history project that profiles African-American leaders, the well-known and the should be better known. She joined us from NPR member station WBEZ in Chicago. Juliana, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle, and really appreciate everything.
And you can find a link to The History Makers by visiting our website. Just log on to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Jamila Bay, Bracton Booker, Jasmine Garst, Lee Hill, Douglas Hopper, Arjun Hutchins, Zishan Jawani, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, and Amy Todd. Our editors are Louise Clemens, Lori Grant, and Kyle McKinnon. Our senior supervising editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. She had a hand this week from Monica Evstatieva. The program is directed by Rob Sachs. Welcome back, Rob. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She had a hand this week from Stacey Abbott. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.